Money Talks, brought to you by Chase Wealth.
So we are back again with Paul Chase from Chase Wealth, and you're with us again live last week, Paul, because of course, critical times when it comes to money and financial planning, we all need to be very aware of that. And one of the things that you often say to us is the best thing you can do is save. Where do we start?
Where do we start saving? So again, it's back to that concept of knowing what's coming in and what's going out. What I would say though is there's priorities in terms of financial planning that you need to get in line before you start saving. We at Financial Advisor School, often referred to, we come up with an acronym, which is actually Pepsi. Other soft drink brands available, but Pepsi, and that stands for Protection, Earnings, Pension, Savings, and then Investments. So it's a priority list in which we run through in the way the priority that the people should look at their finances. So number one on that, the first P is protection, life insurance. Make sure you've got enough life insurance, critical illness cover, income protection to look after yourself and your family and your home.
But that's presumably one of the first things that people say, oh, we don't really need that.
Absolutely. But I always say, and it sounds slightly harsh, but you can't save if you're dead. So therefore, and your wife or whoever you're leaving behind is going to be struggling because there's a reduced income level coming into the home. So make sure that you actually look after that in the first instance. So if you've got a few spare pounds each month, make sure your protection cover is up to scratch.
What sort of money are we talking about here? Do you have to spend a fortune to get the right sort of cover?
Not at all. Premiums start from £5 per month. There's a particular product that we like to sell called Global Treatment, which is it comes with one of the insurance providers. That costs £3 plus the £5 for the policy, so it costs you £8 a month, and you get up to £2 million worth of cover.
And do they pay out?
They do indeed. We do often see these claim statistics, and the insurance companies are very, very transparent with this. They even have to include claims where people say have gone for a critical illness and they've actually only broken their leg, which is not considered to be a critical illness, but they have to represent it within their figures. So yes, I'm very confident in the insurance companies and their ability to pay out.
Okay, so that's P. What's the E?
E is for earnings. So earnings, or some of my colleagues would say it's actually called PIPSI, and therefore it's income, but earnings or income is the same principle. So it's about protecting that income. So if you're unable to work due to an illness or an accident, there are policies you can put in place, income protection plans, to make sure that your income is replaced. A lot of people have it through work, through a group income protection policy, but particularly the self-employed don't even consider this as a priority. But imagine if you're unable to get out of bed in the morning because of an accident or an illness, and who's going to do the work for you? So you've got to make sure that that income is protected. So that's number two on the priority list.
Is it harder to get that kind of cover if you're self-employed? Are they a bit more sort of critical of you?
No, not at all. The only sort of thing is about proving that income. So you need to make sure that you aren't overestimating or underestimating what you're actually expecting to earn that year. Because if you do come to make a claim, they want you to demonstrate that you've actually had that income.
Okay. P. We've got another P.
P is for pensions.
Another P, please, Bob.
Exactly. So this is where we start moving towards the sort of savings and investment side of things. So P is for pensions. It goes before the S, which I'll let you into secret, is savings, which is what we started this conversation talking about. But P is for pensions because they are tax-efficient ways of saving. They build a foundation for your future. They basically mean that you've put money aside. And certainly with the new PFS, the pension freedom schemes that the Isle of Man government introduced back a couple of years ago, there's now a lot more ways of saving and utilising pensions than there were previously. They used to be very unattractive things. People would put their money in and not see it for 50 years. So nowadays, actually, we've got a lot more options, a lot more things. So P is, the second P is for pensions, tax-efficient savings vehicles.
And is your money safe and secure in a pension?
Absolutely. As safe as wherever it's invested, because the pension itself is a wrapper. And what you do, you invest within, certainly you can invest in all sorts of different things, but usually it's invested in funds that they are offered by the investment companies. And as we know, the stock markets are volatile at the moment, and a lot of those funds will be linked to that. There are cash funds, there are property funds, there are all sorts of different types of funds, but largely it's equity funds that they're based on. And if the stock markets are doing poorly, then the performance of your pension will be doing poorly. But in terms of protection, it's as protected as an investment. But a very good time to invest if you can hold your nerve, because the markets are low, but historically they always come back.
Oh, that's good advice. Okay. So now we're back to the S, which is savings, which is what started this conversation.
Exactly.
This is crucial, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Savings, again, one of the things they teach you on the very first day of financial advisor school is that you've got to have a rainy day fund. You've got to have money set aside for those emergencies. It's almost the same sort of priority as having protection in place, because you need to know that if the car breaks down, or if the washing machine blows up, or if something happens to the dog or whatever, that you don't need to reach for the credit card to be able to then start racking up debts. You can actually cover it comfortably with your savings that you've actually got available. There are other types of savings. That's largely would be an instant access account, but you've got things such as premium bonds, you've got things such as fixed term accounts where you can now get reasonable rates of interest. I'm seeing on the Isle of Man we can actually get 2.5% up to sort of 2.8% in savings if you're willing to tie it up for a period of time. So savings, having cash available, largely so that you can cover emergency funds, but also just to make sure you balance out potentially whatever comes next in the portfolio, which is the investment side. So the final point of Pepsi is investments. And it's quite funny when we get investment clients come in to see us, we take them through the whole priority list first. And they're like, no, I just want to invest my money. And I say, well, as I said, if something happens to you, we need to make sure that you first of all are protected. If you're unable to work, you're going to dip into your investment. So we need to make sure your earnings are protected. We need to take advantage of the tax benefits the government give us. So therefore we pay into a pension and savings. You need to make sure you've got a rainy day. And then we can talk to you about your investments.
See, this is great. This all sounds like it's a lot to consider. But then you've got people like Paul and his team who consider it for you and work it all out for you. So how do we do that? How do we get hold of you and come and speak to you?
You can come and see one of my colleagues at Chase Wealth Solutions or at Financial Options at 10 to 12 Prospect Hill in Douglas. We'd be delighted to see people. And say we will work on the same philosophy of prioritising people's financial planning to make sure that they are making the most of what they have.
Who knew that Pepsi could be good for your financial health?
Exactly.
Thanks very much, Paul.
You're welcome.
Chase Wealth, celebrating 25 years of providing advice on mortgages, protection, investments, pension and cash flow planning to island residents. Money Talks on 1 to 3.